The Sunday following Easter is always known as Divine Mercy Sunday, right? So it's always the Sunday that's right after Easter. The apparitions of Divine Mercy came from a small Polish nun in the beginning of the 20th century. It was Saint Sister Faustina that was receiving these apparitions, and it was Jesus that was appearing to her, expressing to her how much he cared for people to forgive their sins, right? How much mercy he had. And whenever we hear of these different apparitions, right, whether it's like Fatima or Lourdes or Guadalupe, Divine Mercy, they don't add anything new to what we have already been given, right? So what was already given to us by Jesus and the apostles is sufficient. But oftentimes God will give different saints throughout the years at different moments to help reinforce or encourage these beliefs that that particular time period needs to hear. And if you remember, I said this was at the beginning of the 20th century in Poland, right? It was right before World War II. And also, what came out of Poland during this time is John Paul II, right? So it was John Paul II who became Pope that appreciated this apparition and encouragement that we need to be able to understand what God's love means for us. And he's the one that established that the Sunday following Easter is always known as Divine Mercy Sunday. When we think of Divine Mercy, it's important that there is always going to be this connection to Easter, right? Why did Jesus rise from the dead? What was the point behind that? To conquer sin, right? He rose from the dead to conquer sin, which means those of us, anyone who lives, who does sin, right, through an encounter with Jesus, is able to have those sins forgiven. And we know that as mercy, right? We know that as mercy, the fact that whenever we want, you can always get your sins forgiven. You can always go to confession. So on this Sunday, in which we learn about Divine Mercy, which we're still celebrating in this Easter season, the first lesson which should be learned is that the only thing that's preventing my sins from being forgiven is myself, right? The only thing that's preventing me from having my sins forgiven is not going to confession. Jesus will always forgive your sins. So I ask you guys to please take advantage of the sacraments which the church has given us. The second lesson, and this is kind of tied to a personal story of what the Divine Mercy means. When I was freshman in college, I was really wrestling with the idea of whether or not I should go to seminary. And I remember I was reading this little pamphlet, and it just briefly said that if you're ever like worried or anxious or confused or don't know what to do, to just simply say over and over, Jesus, I trust in you. And at this time, I had no idea what the Divine Mercy image was, but I remember it was, I was in Fargo, and I would take really weird adoration hours, like 2 a.m, because that's what college kids do when they don't want to study. So I was down at the church, and I remember I was reading this pamphlet, and I was struggling with the idea of whether or not I should go into seminary. And I just kept reiterating, Jesus, I trust in you. And in the church I was in, I caught the image of the Divine Mercy, which is right here. And at the bottom it says, Jesus, I trust in you. And I remember it just brought me a lot of consolation in that moment. This image is what Saint Faustina had painted, because that's what Jesus looked like when she was when he was appearing to her. So she not only wanted this message to be put out, but this image so that we could see it as well, right? And it's from his heart that what we at least know from the cross is that blood and water flowed from his side, right? And that's really where the forgiveness of sins came from. So on this Divine Mercy Sunday, the two things that I wish to leave you with is the understanding that God loves you and wants to forgive your sins, right? And the church has given us the sacrament of confirmation to be able to take advantage of that so that our sins may be forgiven, right? That's why he rose from the dead. And then secondly, that whenever you face any confusion in your life, right? My example was just the idea of going into seminary, but we know that in all our lives, we're always going to be faced with confusion or worry or, you know, where is God at in this moment? Why isn't he acting? What's going on? What should I do, right? How to help this relationship? To just simply say over and over, Jesus, I trust in you. Because I may not know how this situation is going to play out, right? But having a close relationship with Jesus will help me be able to get through whatever turmoil that may be. So let us have this great relationship with God, especially on this solemnity of divine mercy, so that we may know that he loves us, that he cares for us, and that he has conquered sin so that we can get to heaven.